Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around, to make your life brand new, and to put you on the right road to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons in time past. Amen. And we are on radio preaching the gospel, and we gearing up to do more for the Lord, to go into the jails and prisons, to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. We have this powerful message we've been preaching all this month, talking about Jehovah Shalom, which is Hebrew. Amen. Meaning the God of peace. We're going to try to wrap it up on today, so we'd like to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast for the conclusion. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, the Lord will give you peace. He'll satisfy you. Fix it so you don't have to be running around looking for joy in things that really don't satisfy. Look at fentanyl, how fentanyl is a killer in these drugs. I'm telling you, just a little bit of fentanyl will cause a person to lose their life. Amen. That's the reason why being addicted to drugs is not good. Crack, cocaine, heroin is not good. Because just a little bit of fentanyl in that drug, whatever it is, marijuana, whatever it is, it could take your life out. That's the reason why we need to turn from them things. I'm telling you, the Lord did not mean for you to be hooked on drugs. He did not mean for you to be smoking weed. He did not mean for you to be smoking tobacco. Those of you think smoking tobacco is another alternative. But the Lord wants you to be delivered from that. I tell those prisoners, if God means for you to smoke, he'll put a chimney over your head. The Lord didn't mean for you to be smoking no plants. I'm telling you, amen. The Lord wants you to keep your body clean. The Lord don't want you to smoke yourself up. I'm like this. But the devil wants you to kill yourself, because the devil hates you. And don't you know smoking weed and smoking grass and smoking these marijuana and tobacco plant and all of that, that stuff is a slow death. It destroys your system, mess your body up, shorten your lifespan here on earth. But people need to know Christ come to give you peace. When he give you peace, you don't be trying to kill yourself using these things. You don't be trying to kill yourself drinking alcohol. People drink booze, drink alcohol. Don't you know drinking all that booze is not good for you? Drinking any of it is not good for you. But the Lord come to deliver you from being addicted to alcohol, so you won't get cirrhosis of the liver. You won't be, amen, make yourself sick and get yourself all messed up drinking alcohol. But the Lord will set you free from alcohol. Yes, he will. Praise God. Amen. Set you free from the lust of the flesh. Yes, he will. You won't be going around committing adultery and fornication. But the Lord will set you free from these things when the Lord give you that peace. Praise God. Satisfy you. Yes, it will satisfy you. Yes, it will. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet, let's go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 11. Praise God. What did the Bible say in 2 Thessalonians 3 and 11?
Praise God. 2 Thessalonians 3.
Amen.
And 6:11.
Amen.
Praise. So now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all.
Amen. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Now, when the Lord, you got that peace, the Lord will give you peace always. Praise God. Amen. Now, 2 Thessalonians 3:11 said, for we hear that there were some that will walk among you that were disorderly, working not in all, but are busybodies. Now, when folks ain't got no peace, they so busy in other people's matters. That's what it is. He's so busy in other people's matters, in other people's business. But when you got that peace, you mind your own business and leave your other neighbor's business alone. Get yourself right. Don't be nosy in other folks' business. But other folks are so busy in other people's matters. Amen. Trying to judge other people. Don't you know that Bible said in St. Matthew, amen, Jesus said in St. Matthew 7:1, said, judge not that ye be not judged. That's what he's saying. But when you got that peace, you will examine yourself. Get your own house right. Get your own self straight. And stop trying to straighten out that other person. But get yourself right first. Because God is going to ask about you. He's not going to ask about your neighbors. But he's going to ask about you. Is you got your heart right? Do you have anything against your heart, against your brother and your sister? How is you treating your, amen, your co-worker on the job? How is you treating your fellow, amen, neighbor? How is you treating your sister and brother in the church? How is you treating, amen, your person out there that you know, amen, out there in the street? How do you treat the people? When you got that peace, you will examine yourself. You will make sure you're in line with the word of God. That's what you'll do. Praise the Lord. You don't be walking around like busybodies in other people's matters, trying to judge other folks, trying to make sure is they right, want to air their dirty laundry and all of that. You can't go to heaven being a judge on other people's matters. But you need to look at yourself and examine yourself. When you got that peace, you will ask that question, Lord, is my life satisfied with you? Amen. Question in my heart, is the Lord satisfied with me? I'm telling you, is the Lord satisfied with me? So, amen. For 2 Thessalonians 3:11 talks about, amen, don't be walking among you disorderly. Don't be, amen, being a busybody in other people's matters. You don't do that. But, amen, the 12th verse, Tombo said, be, amen.
Now, them that are such, we command and exalt by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread.
That means, say, be in quietness. When you got that peace, you'll be quiet, taking care of your business, taking care of your household. Amen. And stop being nosy in somebody else's matter. Amen. And take care of your business. I'm telling you, when you got that peace, praise God. Amen. Amen. Make sure you got food on your table. How are you going to, amen, look at somebody else's matters when you ain't got no food in your refrigerator? Praise God. But make sure you got food in your refrigerator. Amen. If you got food in your refrigerator, then you got food to give somebody else. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Peace. Being peaceful. Amen. How can you help somebody in their marriage falling apart and your house is not in order? But make sure your house be in order. Then you can help somebody else. Praise God. Amen. Peace. Praise God. Amen. I know this is a powerful message. This is a deep message. Amen. And I'm telling you, we're going deep today.
I'm telling you, deep. Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you, deep. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As we wrap the message up, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Peace. Talking about the peace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we wrap the message up. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If you, amen, want to talk about more about this message, you can always write me. Praise God. Send me a message, amen, through my website. I'd be glad to answer it back with you. And it be in privacy. Praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. All this month we've been preaching about Jehovah Shalom. You are God of peace. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. You want to change the lives. Make the life brand new. Let them examine themselves. Lord, just stop looking at the other neighbors and start looking at themselves. Lord, let the people in the free world examine themselves and start looking at their neighbors and start looking at themselves and ask to get themselves right with the Lord. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and pray the song, say, is God satisfied with me? This song said, question, question in my soul today. Is God satisfied with me? Ever you hear the message all this month in Oklahoma saying that Lord wants to have peace, he will give us peace to his whole people, to the whole world. We've got to allow him to come into our lives to reign there and take control to have that full peace that God wants to give the whole wide world. Remember those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He can give you peace behind prison bars. He can solve every problem and give you what you need. He have not forsaken you. Those in the free world, pray for us as we pray for you, and those that the Lord has a plan for you too. He has not forgotten any of us, and he wants us to open our hearts and our arms. Why? So he can come on in and give us that peace that the world cannot give us. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. Give God a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. And to those of you that's incarcerated, if you like Bibles, just write us. Be glad to send Bibles to prisoners. Amen. And those in the free world that want to be a part of this Bible for Prisoners ministry, you can click onto our website, to our PayPal button, which is a secure button, and give your gift, large or small. Amen. It'll be a help toward purchasing Bibles for prisoners. Praise God. Today's broadcast to Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is bound for glory.